11 Super Bowls in your coaching career, going back to the first one, 1986 out in Pasadena with the Giants. What do you remember from that first game that stands out to you as far as?
It was two different games. The first half was one game. The second half was another game, which is not that uncommon in these Super Bowls because of the length of time at halftime, just the length of the game. I'd say that was the main thing about the game that stood out.
All right, you look at Doug Peterson. You've coached against Doug before. I know he's in Kansas City. When you look at them on offense as far as Philly, I know it's different personnel. Kansas City may have a little bit more speed with guys like Tyreek Hill. But is this the Kansas City offense when you see him? Does it resemble it?
It resembles it, yeah.
It does.
Certainly West Coast basis. But they've added a lot of their own modifications to it. And they're big play offense. They hit a lot of big plays to receivers, tight ends, and their backs. So I think that's... They're very explosive. They're very good on third down. They're very good in the red area. So those things make them a good offense.
Is this the best tight end combo you guys may have faced all year as far as a 1-2 punch?
They're pretty good. The backs are good. The skill players are good. The quarterback's good. So they're pretty solid across the board.
And Doug's pretty good play caller too.
Yeah, very aggressive. And they make a lot of big plays. They make big plays on all three downs, and that's a problem too.
Last time played the Eagles, 2015, I sat there with you doing the Belestrator. And you brought up a guy that not a lot of people knew at the time by the name of Fletcher Cox. This guy's a game wrecker, and I think people understand who Fletcher Cox is now.
Yeah, he sure is. He's one of the best defensive linemen in the league. He really can do it all. He's a very powerful, explosive player that can reset the line of scrimmage, hard to block in the running game, and very athletic and powerful on the pass rush as well. So a player similar to Sue that Coach Schwartz had at Detroit. That type of player, big, strong, physical, fast, athletic, and aggressive. So he's a good one.
How important is it for you to normalize the actual game? I know you got 21 new players that weren't there last year, but you got a lot of veterans and some experience.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about it. I mean, there's going to be new players in the game every year, and I think we can learn from some of the things that we've experienced before. But in the end, for the guys that are doing it for the first time, they'll have to learn as they go a little bit. But I think the main thing is to be well prepared. If you're well prepared, then it's a lot easier to adjust what you have to adjust to. And that's the key for us this week, is to have a great week of preparation and be ready to go on Sunday.
From a historical perspective, I've been around you a long time. It's your 11th Super Bowl. I mean, that's saying something. That's 21% of the Super Bowls played you've had your hand in. Your respect for this game, what does it mean to you, last one here, to play for the world championship again and to have your team here?
Yeah, well, I'm excited for our team. Our team's worked really hard. We've got a lot of good players, and we've been at it for a long time, all the way back since the beginning of the off-season program in the middle of April, and then started training camp in late July. So these guys have put in a lot of work, a lot of effort, and we have an opportunity to make it extra special, and I'm happy that we have that opportunity. I hope I can go out there and do my best, and I'm sure all of our players and coaches will try to do the same. Our best product on the field Sunday against the Eagles.
All right, great stuff. Good luck tomorrow at Super Bowl 52. It's been a real pleasure.
All right, appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank you.
Go get
it. Thanks.
All right.